And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of January. January 11th is National Milk Day, a day to encourage the purchase and consumption of another species' breast milk. Remember, mammals make milk for one reason, and one reason only, to feed their newborns. Almost every dairy calf is taken from their mother shortly after birth so her milk can be sold to us. And the fate of thousands of male calves, in 2024 alone, 81,744 male dairy calves under 8 months old were killed, 49,204 in slaughterhouses, and 32,540 on farms before they reach 2 months old, simply because they can't produce milk. These males are called by the industry the trash or unwanted byproducts of dairy. Ditching dairy is one of the best things you can do for your health because drinking milk past infancy isn't natural. Around two-thirds of the world's adults are lactose intolerant, clear proof that breast milk is for babies. Yet the dairy industry plays on our emotional attachment to milk, using clever marketing to convince us it's essential for strong bones and daily health. But it's not. Don't be fooled. Dairy companies are selling a product, not health advice. Remember, there was a time when even doctors promoted cigarettes. Industry-backed marketing can be powerful, but the truth is clear. We don't need dairy. Today is the birthday of Alice Paul, born on this day in 1885. Alice Paul was an American Quaker and a women's rights activist. She was one of the foremost leaders and strategists of the campaign for the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which prohibits sex discrimination in the right to vote. Alice Paul earned 3 law degrees. She went to Europe, organized the World Women's Party, and lobbied in the League of Nations for Equality. When World War I broke out, Alice Paul returned to Washington and resumed her efforts on the Equal Rights Amendment. Under her direction, members of the National Women's Party became silent sentinels outside the White House, where they would stand holding banners that said, "An autocrat at home is a poor champion of democracy abroad." Paul also organized marches and rallies and was arrested and jailed several times for her work. She managed to arrange a meeting with a newly elected president, Woodrow Wilson, to urge him to support the right of women to vote. Soon after, the Women's Suffrage Amendment was ratified in 1920. Alice Paul was also a vegetarian, like so many of her fellow Quakers. The word vegan had not been invented yet, but many Quakers abstained from all food and clothing products that were taken from animals. Speaking of her decision to become vegetarian, Paul stated, "It occurred to me that I just didn't see how I could go ahead and continue to eat meat. It just seems so cannibalistic to me. And so I'm a vegetarian." Today is also the birthday of Ray Capo, born on this day in 1966. Ray Capo, also known as Raghunath Das, was formerly a hardcore punk singer and pioneer of the straight edge movement, a lifestyle within the punk subculture that involves sobriety and veganism. Capo lived on the Lower East Side of New York City in the 1980s, where his band Youth of Today played to packed clubs. But despite the accolades from fans, the popularity of his records, and the positivity he'd brought to the punk music scene, Ray yearned for something more. This, along with his father's untimely death, led him to abruptly quit the band and buy a one-way ticket to India. Capo found himself drawn to Krishna consciousness, due in large part to his study of religions that embraced his vegan and straight-edge ideals. Living as a monk, Ray embraced the rich spiritual culture he discovered there. He witnessed deep acts of devotion and experienced profound moments of divine connection, leading to a radical transformation that was ego-crushing and blissful all at once. Inspired to write music again, Ray returned to the U.S., where he and other monks founded Shelter, a band dedicated to spreading a message of faith, hope, and love. In 2020, Capo launched the podcast Wisdom of the Sages. The show is a daily yoga podcast that has been ranked number 1 on Apple for podcasts about spirituality. In 2024, Ray Raghunath Capo published his memoir titled From Punk to Monk. And here are the lyrics to Ray Capo and Youth of Today's 1988 song, No More. Meat-eating, flesh-eating, think about it. So callous to this crime we commit, always stuffing our face with no sympathy. What a selfish, hardened society. So no more just looking out for myself when the price paid is the life of someone else. No more, I won't participate. We've got the power, we've got the might to take whatever is in sight, not even worried. It's an unfair fight. Well, we've got a heart to tell us what's right. Our numbers are doubling in 88 because the people are starting to educate themselves, their friends, and their families, and we'll have a more conscious society. No More by Youth of Today. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that enlightenment and consciousness are aligned with veganism.